Bloomberg The First Word Europe. On demand via the Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
The UK energy sector is amidst a major transformation and investors are piling into the burn big on the UK's ambition to be coal-free by 2023. But yesterday, PwC and the Danish UK Chamber of Commerce hosted the UK Energy Business Summit. Bloomberg First Word Europe's Sandra Killoff was there and joins me in the studio now. Some great array of conversations you were clearly mopping up at that particular event. But Sandra, give us a sense of what the summit was about. Is it about securing the UK's energy supply for this future, and how are we doing at it?
It's actually a very interesting summit that I attended yesterday, because essentially the issue is that the UK wants to be coal-free by 2023. Coal supply in general has gone down in the UK, but it doesn't really seem to be a clear solution what's going to replace coal. Will it be nuclear? Will it be wind? Will it be solar? Will it be a combination of things? So we saw a lot of stakeholders yesterday, particularly from Scandinavian countries that have managed to standardize UK's energy supplies in their countries. And what they were looking for was kind of an overarching solution as to how do we finance this and how do we ensure that we don't get blackouts in the UK going forward. And interestingly, Connie Hilgold was actually moderating this event. She's the chairman of green think tank Conchito. She's also the former European Commissioner for Climate Action. And she did insist that now is the time for the UK government, whether they want to or not spend that money, to invest in sustainable energy forms.
The sooner you start in a really thought through and coherent manner to go to low carbon situation by 2050, the better it is, of course, for the climate, but also the more cost efficient it is, because the risk today in Europe is that we invest in technologies of the past and not in the technologies of the future. And that means that we are locking in the energy structure. That means that there is a risk that you invest something today and you risk losing that investment. So the smart way and the economically smart way also to handle this transformation, that is to start in a coherent manner now.
So the former European Commissioner for Climate Action, they're kind of making it quite clear that they do need to make these investments now if they don't want to be wasting money for the future.
So we've got to splash some cash, clearly, the UK government. How difficult or easy, actually, is it to overhaul the UK's energy sector? Because we had so much gusto. I was over at COP21 at the end of last year in Paris, and so much drive coming from the very helms of government. But it's rather more difficult, actually, when you see it, to decide where you're going to place your money.
It is tricky, and the UK grid system is quite complicated. They're trying to make it easier, more accessible for private players. But if you ask some people, that's actually one of the issues, is that it has been too privatised almost, and there hasn't been a set of rules that have ensured that we have a coherent energy supply. So Angus McNeill, he was actually doing the keynote speech. He's the chairman of the UK's Energy and Climate Change Select Committee. And he was saying that there's too much liberalisation of the UK energy sector, and this has made it very difficult to ensure that sustainable energy supply. He is actually arguing that we should see some sort of standardisation in the UK energy sector.
The great difficulty is about the complexity, and I think there's a dawning happening that a market is only a space governed by rules, and who makes those rules is politicians. And when we look around us, I think there are other countries that do this far better. There's a great example in the North Sea where the UK went for competition and the Norwegians went for standardisation. When a pump breaks in a North Sea platform in Norway, they sometimes just have to helicopter to the next platform to get the pump. It can happen in our sector that when a pump goes, you might have to go to Texas to get the pump, because we believed in competition at all stages rather than standardisation, which would have led to a more efficient outcome.
It is worth noting that Angus McNeill is not saying that private players aren't welcome. He is very, very open to that, and I insist that this is the way forward. He's just saying there needs to be a set of rules. And interestingly, that's what the investors want as well. I was speaking to Anders Eldrup. He's special advisor to Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners. They're one of the big investors that could pop a lot of money into the UK energy sector. He's also the former CEO of Dong Energy. And he said that there's a lot of opportunity in the UK market, but that the investors are really looking for a framework, a sustainable grid system that they feel they can be a part of.
So there's a great potential, because the energy sector in the UK is transforming. The government has decided to phase out coal at the latest in 2025. We know that maybe nuclear will come. So a lot has to be done to make this transformation happen. And much of the money that is necessary will come from the pension funds. And pension funds are very cautious people. So in order to facilitate and finance this enormous transformation, it is very important to have good conditions, stable conditions, long-term conditions, because these are very cautious money.
So Anas Eldrup there leading up a huge investor group, making it quite clear that they need a framework on this. And particularly, they need a bit of security at the moment, a bit of, I guess, a feeling that this market is safe to enter into. And that, of course, that was also one of the things that came up yesterday, that perhaps investors might be a bit wary.
Investors a little bit wary also, of course, we've got to focus in on Brexit, because this must be all-consuming no matter what industry you're in. And when you're gathered at the UK Energy Business Summit, you're going to be talking about business and political risk. What do they have to say about the Brexit consideration?
Well, interestingly, Anas Eldrup touched on this and said, you know, they were openly and debating and considering postponing or even halting some investments in the UK because of that EU membership referendum. It's not just because of the uncertainty it creates, but because the European Commission has agreed to a series of climate change targets. And if the UK isn't in the EU, who says that they're actually going to follow through on that? So Anas Eldrup there, former CEO of Dong Energy, said that this vote is really giving him second thoughts.
It will create more uncertainty, and we don't like that as investors. Until now, overall targets for entering into the renewable future have been decided in Brussels. If Britain is outside, even though they will stick to the same targets if they do that, there will be an extra uncertainty. Is this carved in stone in the same way as it was when 28 countries had decided that in cooperation? So at least for some time, there will be uncertainty and maybe reluctance to invest.
I mean, it's fascinating timing, all of this conversation, isn't it? Not only because of the Brexit debates, because of the oil debates we go into Doha this weekend. What was your overall takeaway? Was it an optimistic feeling summit?
It felt optimistic. I think a lot of people want this, but there also seemed to be quite a lot of hesitation because it will be tricky. There's a lot to change in the UK grid network, and that referendum really raising some questions whether or not the UK will be coal-free by 2023 and whether they will have 27% of their energy from sustainable energy sources by 2030, which is the European Commission's target.
Bloomberg, the First Word Europe. Weekday mornings at 1 a.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Washington, D.C. on Bloomberg 99.1 FM and 105.7 FM HD2. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. In San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2. And on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2016 Bloomberg LP.